Delegate Glenn Oder told the House that the plan would invest more than $4 billion in transportation.
The plan will get long-delayed projects underway and help create new jobs at the most ideal time to build roads in modern Virginia history. For every $100 million spent on highway construction, it is estimated that 3,000 jobs are created or supported.
But House Minority Leader Ward Armstrong argued that regardless of how much money it would save later, it would take money from core services to pay it back.
We're taking money out of the schools. Until you fully fund the schools, until you pay the money back we stole out of the VRS last year, there isn't a surplus. There's no surplus in this state.
The House supported the measure by a vote of 60-35, and the Senate, the Finance Committee, has approved a similar bill. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.